us. That's good, that's good. How are we doing? Well, Vancouver, it's obvious they have a good team. They went to the final last year. They've got depth. They've got a lot of skill, speed. They've got a lot of the elements that's required to get to the finals. And, you know, we were affiliated with them last year, so we know them a little bit from the inside, more or less. You know, they can hurt you a lot of way. They had good goaltending. They're good all the way through, so it'll pose a good challenge for us. First game on the road and face a team that's a top team like that. Be a good challenge for us, you know, and we'll be able to see, are we able to carry this over and put our game out there, you know. I think that our players are looking forward to that challenge and see how we do. I think that we're in a good place right now. We've used this homestand to our advantage to get back in the standings and to get back above the line and then to build a little bit of confidence in our own game. And I think that we get an opportunity to see if we can push it forward here.
Mm-hmm. How do you make that happen?
Well, it'd be simple to sit here and say, well, we need to do this, we need to do that, but it's just not that easy. You have to play the games and see the situations that present themselves. The other thing is that there's the old demon in there of adversity. You're going to face some challenges somewhere in there. That's coming somewhere. It's just not going to be as smooth as you think, you know. The one thing I do like is that there's a lot of positives that we can get out of our game right now. One of them is that the details of our game are really good right now. We're defending really well. We're doing a lot of good things. When I watch games back, I see a lot of things being looked after, and a lot of it's done through selfless play. A lot of it's done through teamwork. And what I really see is how well we cover for each other, and that's what's impressed me the most. And that to me is a sign that the room really wants to win and really plays, and that's the way we're playing. It's kind of all fitting together, you know. The players are doing a wonderful job. I just can't give them enough accolades for me. They're really doing a wonderful job. Well, it is, you know, like if you know, what the reverse of this is, the morale or the lack of morale that you'd have. I mean, you're going into it's the same thing, you know, when things are not going well, you go into a game and you hope to win, and then when you go into a game feeling good about things, you expect to win. It's that same thing, that confidence thing. So this is a good time, and I think that this is an opponent we haven't seen, you know. This is the fifth or sixth time we've seen these guys. We know how they play. Well, we don't. We haven't seen them a whole lot. We've seen them on TV, and they're a really good opponent. So, you know, we have an opportunity to help ourselves a little further. You know, obviously, they're going to be coming too, but it's a pretty good time for us. Well, it's a valid point. The familiarity with our forwards and our Ds and, you know, D partners have changed a little bit because of Bogosian's situation, but the lines have pretty much stabilized and stayed the same, and we've got some good production there. So there is familiarity, and you can see it when you watch the games that they're starting to figure out where they are, where they go, and they're managing themselves, or, you know. And you can see it on the bench. They're talking and they're all managing. It's the same with the defense, you know. I see it a lot. When you watch games back, you know, you learn a lot about your team. That's why I like to watch games back, is not only to teach them to some of the things that we can do better or continue to do well or whatever, but it's the little things that you learn about your team and the character that you see in the way that they play. In the way that they play, you know. And I think that's what I like the most. But what's really good is it's really the details. It's the little things, you know, that a month ago or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, those details were sporadic. They were there sometimes, they weren't there other times. Now they're way more consistent, and maybe that's just due to the fact that the games are more important, they're heavier, and you can't lose focus in any of these games. They're one-goal games, they're close, so you're tied 1-1. So the details seem to be a dominant thing that we're focusing on. And, you know, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention with the players. I have, but they've managed a lot of that themselves, which has been really good, because I've not been the demon barker that I'm going to be barking all the time. I've been able to just let them play and just coach the team. Yeah.
And not distracted by
right. Well, the way that they play, I don't need to bring any, you know, there's enough stress, I suppose, and pressure that I don't need to bring any more to the table. And I'm cognizant of that. And there's no reason for me to do anything more than what I'm doing or anything less than what I'm doing. I'm just managing them. But they're doing a heck of a job in helping me manage them. They're doing the necessary things. Even when we get down, we're still playing and we're still good. Our will is still good, so it's perfect. You know, and you don't know how these things are going to go, because I've had teams before where you do certain things and you've got to manage it more. You've got to really do some different things. But with this group here right now, it's we're in a good place. It's a good, pretty happy with where we're at. So if we can pass that on to the road, then that'd be even better. But that's perfect time, because you're coming down to the stretch run. And if we're able to get in and make the playoffs, then our game is good. You know, you don't, as they say, you don't want to be going in through the back door. You go right through the front door, and right now that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Do you feel like you might be at the stage with this group that are emerging, growing, where on the road, when the adversity pops up, you might have to be in a position where they kind of look at you and you say to them, go ahead, do what you've been doing. It's okay kind of thing. Do you feel like at that point where they're checking or they're ready to go? Or how do you see
it? Yeah, you know, like, we've gone through a process here for about a month. I don't want to get into that process, but we've got into a process that we've gone for a month, and I'll just say that I'm really happy with where it's gone. And there's some responsibility, trust factors that have taken place that have really been good. And I think that's what I'm most happy about, is that the exchange has been real good from that standpoint. You know what, I think he's played fairly consistent most of the season. I mean, it's taken him a little adjustment here, maybe playing here, but I think he's been, him and not only him, but others, I watch him play now, and he's trustworthy. I think he's having a good year. He's physical, he's getting a fair amount of minutes, a fair amount of responsibilities. I mean, all players like responsibilities, you know, and he's taken that role and that responsible role and ran with it. He's become a key penalty killer on our team. So, you know, I think he's done good. But when you look, not only him, because I don't want to miss anybody, but when you look through our roster of guys, like, that process has taken place with a lot of players right now. I don't care who you go, just whether it's Wheeler or Little or Ladd or the defense, you look at how those guys have gone. That their games have all come... Their games have come through to where right now, and I mentioned this the other day, is you're seeing a lot of A games now. And his game is the same, you know.
He's one of the big leaders in hits, so that means for a team that isn't overly physical, you have a guy that's getting in the fourth line, it's a game.
Well, what it does is that the way that he plays is infectious, you know. And what it does is it leads to more physicality in the game. That's what I like, is that we know he's going to play that way. That's the way that he plays. But he brings other people into that portion of the game, which is important. And it goes back to the same thing. Like, you can will your game on to the opponent, and players will do it in different ways. He has his way through physical play, but a lot of players do it through whatever pursuit or whatever. For him, it's physical play, and it's infectious. It's no different than last night you watch Evander Kane back check with 8 seconds to go in the first period and catch the guy all the way back to our zone as the clock's running out, and they're going into a 2-on-1. I mean, you know, it's not a physical play, but that type of performance is infectious, and that's what's driving our team right now. That's, to me, what's most impressive. So whether it's a physical play or skating play or whatever, it's that total team play that I like.
Will Bogosian go on this trip?
I'm not sure. I haven't really gone there this morning to see if he's where he's at there as far as if he's coming or not. We'll discuss that probably later today.
How has new guy fit into the group? You expressed like when you first got here a little bit of time.
Grant is. I think he's fit in good. You know, I think he's been real good. It's been a seamless transition. The other thing is his game was good. Like when I watch him play, you know, he did a lot of good things in the game. Like I thought he skated really well last night. When the opportunity came for him to get the puck with open ice, he was on the move. And I think that's a really good thing that he possesses. If we can keep that going, that's good because he's a good skater. He made a couple of really good plays. They patience, poise. He played his offside on the right side with Ron Hainsey. I thought he was real good. Halfway through the tape, and you guys are interrupting that halfway. I just want you to know that. So don't feel guilty. But as I watch the second half, it's doing a lot of good things.
You didn't see any apprehension on his part for the stuff?
No, I didn't see any tippy-toe into the game, if that's what you're asking me. No, I didn't see that at all. I mean, he made a good hit on Hodgson. Just I didn't see it in the game because it was down to my left. I can't see down there. But he made a good hit there with Hodgson in the first period, and that was a good play. But he did some other good things in the game that I really liked. Pardon? He's got a really good shot. He's got a really good one-timer. Oh, yeah, he can shoot the puck, and he gets it through, you know. He's a good ad for us right now.
How would you describe Nick Antropov's play?
Nick Antropov's play has been good, you know. Like, he's playing, you know, 14 minutes, you know, sometimes more or less, you know, but... He's been pretty good all year for me. I mean, he's been fairly consistent. There was a little time where maybe there was some frustration there. He hadn't scored for a while, but his play's been good. I saw some physical play out of him last night. Patient on the puck. He's smart. Kills penalties. Plays net front and power play. He's one of, you know, whatever 13 forwards that we have that have. He's been good. I think his game's been really good. He's a very dependable player, and this is a guy that's a right winger, left-hand shot right winger, that's played center all year. His natural position is not center, but he's such a reliable centerman, and he's got size. And you watch him play, he's a really, really smart positional player. At least that's my take on him.
And with his hitting lately, since beginning more, has the reduction in
minutes seemed to let a fire under him here? I don't know about that. Reduction in minutes. Right now, I don't know if it's a reduction in minutes. You know, there was a time there might have been there for a bit, but no, his physical play's been good. But I think everyone's taken a reduction in minutes to a degree, because depends on the game. But right now, we're getting a lot out of four lines, which enables us to play, you know, more people. But it's the energy in which we play, so we're reliant on everybody taking part. When everybody does their part and everybody's got their A game, it's easy to play them. And everybody, and right now, what's been established is the trust factor between the players and myself, where I trust. Doesn't matter who I put out, we're ready to go. But we'll see on the road, because I don't get the last change. You know, but for Antropov, you know, I'd like to get 14 solid minutes, which is what I'm getting from him and the others, rather than 18 minutes where it's maybe sporadic, you know. And if you play 18 minutes, you can't have the physicality. It's too taxing on you. Not as much. So on one hand, you're playing less minutes, but they're efficient minutes.
What are the challenges of facing the Sedin twins?
Yeah, well, you know, the Sedin twins are... You know, they're special. There's no doubt about that. They seem to know where they are all the time. There's some things they really do well. They play, the Sedin twins play a what we call a two-man game. They play the two-man, and the other guy's net front, and that's kind of how they play. And what they do really well is they don't play the perimeter game. They play the game inside. It's a two-man inside game. They do a good job. When you watch them play, you give them too much space, boy, you're going to be in trouble. And the space behind the net, they own that space. They can really maneuver back there. And the whoever the third member is on their line, yeah, usually occupies that net front. As they play two-man, they play the inside, that guy occupies that net front, and he goes back and front. They're all you can handle, and they will be all we can handle. Do I think they're connected at the hip? Yes. When you look at them, how do you know who's who?
Did you have trouble with the training
camp? I just called them bro. Then I knew I'd have them both. Well, we're gonna play it out. It's a good question though, because you got back-to-back games, and right now we're looking at Pavlik, and we've had some time, and the schedule allows us to rest a little bit, which is what we're managing now. We're pouring as much as we can into the games, and therefore we're trying to manage those off game days. On the goalie situation, right now I think Pavlik's in a good place. I think he's fairly well rested. He's managing himself, and we'll take it game by game. But there's no reason not to go, with him if his play continues the same. So we'll continue monitoring, but this is a time of year where the winds are magnified, and you have to manage this correctly. So we'll see how it all lays out, but I'm not afraid of playing him more if that's what's required to win. Okay? Thanks, guys. Have a good day.